Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. And people may not realize it, but today was a great day for the disabled, because Blind Sight, The Tale of a Guide Dog, was told today in honor of National Guide Dog Month. And we had some great pictures taken and video that'll be up online, should be up online next week and in some of the local newspapers. You know, today a local paper is really a national paper or international, because you can click it on and get it anywhere in the world. So today we demonstrated how blind people should be treated as individuals. And I want to thank my dear friend Tony for being there, because he believes in Inner Sight. And he made a $100 donation to Inner Sight today. And he is now retired, so he wants to dedicate more time to helping us and maybe even expand our corporation. We look forward to that, and we thank him for that. But more importantly, he believes in what we're doing. Now, here's a guy who had trouble getting a dog months and months and months on a waiting list. And we sort of threw a monkey wrench in there and helped him. Told him, you know, now you, if I were you, I would tell these people, I'm going to go to Inner Sight, and they publicize stories of people denied guide dogs. So when he put that to them, and when he told them he was going to consult a lawyer, you know, they asked him for money, $10,000, and they refused to give him a dog. So after warning them with Inner Sight and all that and what he was going to do, they changed their tune, and he got his dog. And so it's a sweet dog. It's a beautiful dog. And his dog and mine are very much, very close. So, you know, everyone is an individual, and blind people should have the right, all disabled people should have the right to want to train their dogs on their own. National Guide Dog Month. I keep thinking of all the people out there, and there's probably thousands of them, who have applied guide dogs and who have a dog in their home, a pet dog, that could qualify as a guide dog and be trained. And the agencies won't even take a look at those dogs. See, that's not right. That's where there should be a law, because if you're going to use somebody to raise 50 to 100 grand and come back and tell them, oh, we don't have a dog for you, and they have no rights, and they don't even know if that statement is true or not true or what, you know. That money has to be accountable for. It has to be protected, because it's there for someone's safety. And the news reporter saw that today. Why Inner Sight is so passionate about the safety, and why we say there should be a law and regulations and the school should be licensed. When I stepped off that curb on Main Street and light changed. Obviously, I mean, the flow of the cars changed. I can't read the light, but I have to assume the light changed. And my dog stopped. Now, this was photographed, videotaped. My dog stopped and waited until the light came back and the flow of the traffic came back in our favor. And then when we were crossing, cut in from my right and crossed right in front of me, and she had to dip to the left a little bit, you know, because she wasn't going to walk into the car. So she worked the traffic in three different phases on that crossing. You know, the command to go forward, the halt when the light went against us, and the cars that were turning, and got me across the street and kept the command straight and got me across the street like an angel. And that's exactly what she is. Now, to take that away from somebody, to rob somebody of that, to decide that, no, you don't have the right to have that safety. You know, we'll give you a stick, a cane. You know, now go across the street. It's nowhere in hell the same thing, especially today when you have more cars on the road and everything else and most lights, most pedestrian signals are not accessible. So they take the safety away from the person. They use money, they raise money to acquire that safety, or supposedly acquire it, to train the dog. And they deny the person the safety and keep the money. To me, that is horrendous. How can you do that? I mean, they get away with it. All right, they claim that with many people, the team is unsafe. Right? That's their opinion. That's not the only opinion in the world. And if the team is unsafe, what can you do to correct it and make it safe? See? Can another trainer come along and say, hey, I think you should do it this way? Maybe the dog needs more hand signals. Maybe the dog needs more voice praise or more voice command, or both. You know, that's why you need a law. Because with a law, a judge can turn around and say, well, what else can be done so that this blind person can have this dog? You know, I mean, you bring other trainers in to the picture. You know, you bring them into court and so on and so forth. You're dealing with somebody's safety, somebody's life. And to make money on that and to deny them that safety without due process is wrong. That's why we did this thing today. And when we come back, we'll talk about the congressman who wasn't there. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, TakitaRescue.org, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Adopt an Akita. And we proved today that an Akita can and is a guide dog, beyond the shadow of a doubt. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Check them out. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, Avante, Corey, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, a baby royalty, all some who have passed away, all the living ones, take care of them, watch over them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the inner sight reminding you. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our inner sight number. All right, you can leave a message. We'll get back to you. Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony, at 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good advice on that, call Mr. Kennedy. Let's see, what else we got? Those out there who are in need of dog food, cat food. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the name of the place you can call. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. And my buddy Gary, trying to make a difference, and is, in fact, making a difference. All right, Inner Sight show, Blind Sight, The Tale of a Guide Dog. Some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Islip Cleaners, Sutton Insurance, Tour Law Center, Sunset Restaurant, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Suffolk Bus Corp, last but not least, and all who have contributed to Inner Sight, my good friend Olga Murray, who put her name on today's event, and we appreciate that. And again, my buddy Tony, who now wants to be more of a part of Inner Sight, and thank you, Tony, for your $100 donation. Greatly appreciate that. All right, Inner Sight, yes. We met with Congressman Andrew Guarino 3 weeks ago, almost a month now. Spoke with him, spoke with his assistant yesterday. And he told me that he has recommended to the congressman some ways how the Americans with Disability Act can be amended to protect people who are denied the safety of a guide dog. So let's see what comes out of that. You know, there's more than just one facet involved in this. It's a multifaceted situation that has to be solved. But I must say I'm very disappointed that the congressman didn't send a rep today and make a statement. Maybe he's holding off to the time when he will tell the world, hopefully, what he's going to do to protect people who are denied service dogs. I'm hoping that that's why he didn't make a statement today, saving it for a better time, all right? We'll see what happens. Inner Sight. And Blind Sight, The Tale of a Guide Dog,
yep.
Today. And look for the video and the pictures coming up online next week. We'll let you know and keep you posted on it and give you more details. All right. Great day for us. And I got a lot of people to thank. I want to thank Suzanne for putting up a barrier that my dog worked.
It was a pleasure.
It worked. I didn't say a word.
You went right around me.
Well, I couldn't hear. What did you say?
I said it worked. I didn't say a word, and she went right around me. It was cute.
Yeah, well, wasn't your place to say a word?
No, I kept my quietness. I'm sorry, Frank. I just got to say one thing. It looked as if with her face, she knew me, but didn't know, like, what my intention was. I don't, because I usually, give her a nice greeting, but I knew she was working, and she knew she was working.
She knew what your intention was. She knew
yeah.
that you weren't going to move.
No.
As part of the judgment that they have to make. If she thought you were going to move, she would have backed up.
Yes, she would have.
Or gone more forward, depending on which way you moved. We did the moving stuff with the traffic. I wanted to do barriers without moving.
Yeah.
So she had to. That was a very difficult work piece for a dog because the walk was blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a tree on my left.
Yeah.
And she had to get me through in a way that I wasn't going to hit the chair or the tree. See?
Right.
In other words, she didn't just rush through or jump through.
No.
See, this is where the bonding comes in. See, she waited for me.
Mm-hmm.
She made sure that I had my footage and I was safe. See, dogs are very, very meticulous. The right dog, very meticulous. People don't realize this. This is why there should be a damn-ass law.
I know.
Because look how that dog pays attention to you. Look how they guard your life. My dog is my life.
She is. She's your eyes. She really is.
So got me through that, and we did it a couple of times. And I was very happy that I could get Mariana, the reporter, to grab onto the harness and close her eyes to get the feeling, a little bit of what we go through, and she did it. She
mm-hmm.
did it. And sure that she'll always remember that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. And then we did, we showed the media how she can find the door to a place, a building, We did the traffic and we did the barriers.
You did a ramp.
That was
cool.
That was plenty.
She did a lot of work. Yeah.
That was enough to give people the idea of blind sight, the tail of a guide dog.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope that some of the agencies will see this. I hope they'll learn from it. You see, that's the problem. They think they know it all. They think that they cannot learn from a blind guide dog trainer. Well, they're hell damn ass wrong, because they better wake up and start learning from blind people, because that's what their business is supposed to be about. You know? And if they don't learn, they can lose. It can
happen.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, wake up, guide dog schools. Teach people, teach people how to train the dogs. Give classes. Learn from the blind. You'd be surprised the things that you will learn if you start giving classes to blind people. There's a whole nother dimension.
It is.
That they're not covering, these schools. And giving classes would open it up in such a positive way, you know. Let the blind person bring their pet dog to the class.
Yeah,
evaluate
it.
Check it out. Maybe it wouldn't work, but maybe it will.
Right.
See? This is what they got to learn. They got to learn that we live it.
That's true.
We know it.
Way more than they do.
Best because we live it. You know, the worst blind person, and I say worst in the sense that, you know, they don't care about themselves and all that. The worst blind person many a times can know more than the best sighted person simply because
they
live it.
That's very true.
So these schools need to wake up and learn. I hope they'll look at some of this online and and learn and start changing their way. I'd like to see some of these schools stand up and say, hey, you know, you're right. There should be a law. We should be regulated because we're dealing with people's lives. They got to realize that. And until they do, people are not going to have any rights. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody want to comment on Service Dog Month or the Blind Sight, the Tale of a Guide Dog? Give us your opinion. Want to call in? Highlighting what went on today. I want to thank the Associated Press, my buddy David Caruso, Jim Clark out in Colorado, for trying. I don't know if the event was posted on the day log. You know, so
no.
it goes to England and
then comes
very
back.
Hard. The local AP really has no control over it for the most part. But I want to thank them anyway because they cared enough
to
get it in there and to contact me and, you know. And that means a lot. I want to thank, even though they weren't there, I want to thank Doug at News 12. When I called him, he says, oh, I have the release right in front of me. I'm reading it. I'm going to see what my day looks like. So he knew about it, which is good. It's good for an assignment editor because next week, next month, he could pick that up and say, hey, do a story on this. See? I want to thank Newsday and the woman who works there in the newsroom. When I called them this morning and they said, oh, I'm going to tell them about this. We sent them a release too, I believe. And I know that this lady is honest because I've dealt with her before, and she's a very caring person. She works in one of the nursing homes, and I told her, I said, why don't you get the union and get together, and we try to bring the home health aides into the nursing home, and she liked that idea. I don't know what she ever did about it, But I know her to be an honest, good person. I can't think of her name right now. So those are some of the people and a lot more. I want to thank Danny, of course, from the Long Island Coalition for sending out the news release and sending it on a one-on-one basis to reporters, you know, that he frequents.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Danny. I really appreciate that, you know.
Very much so. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are all good people who care and who try to make a difference. Now, where the hell, why don't the damn independent living centers do this?
Yeah.
Why can't you call them and say, hey, you know, this problem, that problem, help us spread the word.
That's you know? Right.
They don't do it. They damn don't do it. When I called them weeks ago that one of our advocates is in the nursing home and we're still working on getting her out, they didn't even call me back. How can these people claim that they help the disabled?
It's horrible.
You know? Look what they did to Maureen and Mary, how they abandoned Mary and got her on the wrong program. There's another example. And there are thousands more, believe me.
They weren't meant to be that way, you know. They weren't.
They what?
They were not meant to be that way.
What do you mean not meant to be that way?
Originally, the people who started the Independent Living Center actually, you know, gave to Hoops, you know?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I've been involved in a couple of demonstrations and all that. And, they missed the point.
Mm.
The point is the money, and they missed it. You know, so I don't know. I don't like the concept of independent living because you can't be independent without money, not in this country.
That's true. Believe me, I know. I live it.
And that should be part of what they should be doing. Help get the person the money that they need to live their lives. You know, the money goes to them. That doesn't necessarily mean that it helps us.
No.
We're going to check in.
They wouldn't help me. They wouldn't help Regina. They wouldn't help another woman. They wouldn't help. You know how many people there are that we've come across that they won't help?
I know.
You hear it every day.
I'm one of them. My mom. It's terrible.
And it's because of the money and the way they're regulated and, with the state and all that. I remember Joe Delgado, who's the head of the independent living out here, told me that he has to go to Albany 4 or 5 times a year, you know, to play up to these people to get the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. You got to play their game. You know, they're giving you, they're paying you, they're the boss. And they tell you what to do and what you can't do. All right, 213-816-1650. Nobody tells me I can't train a guide dog or my dog or help anybody train their dog.
Yes, sir.
You know, we do it. We certify dogs, too. Service dogs. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, let me look. I saw Anthony, he was listening before. Now he wants to talk.
Well, do the Able News first, and then we'll bring Anthony in.
Okay. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts. And they also have a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. You can get a subscription through Able News if you just go to ablenews.com and you could get that free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Sign the petitions. Change.org, the one on nursing homes and the one on the service dog schools. And this month you can sign in honor of Guide Dog, National Guide Dog Month. All right, Anthony from Brooklyn on Inner Sight Live.
Here it comes right now.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, good.
Good. How you doing?
I'm okay. You sound very tired, Suzanne, but we're all here together, and so am I. But I wanted to comment on this whole topic of being... I'm sorry?
I said, I'm sorry. I'm very tired, for lack of a better statement.
It's okay. So am I. I've been up since 7 o'clock this morning. So I know what you mean, but about these independent living centers, Frank, how would I explain this? I am starting to believe that those of us who can't afford to pay our way out of bad situations are, you know, treated like lower class people. If you look at, you know, the criminal justice system, you know, they get legal laborers which are not, you know, as good, and they don't work as hard on their cases. And it is the same thing when you are poor and disabled and on SSI. You don't really have anyone to advocate for you to get you out of a nursing home. You are treated like less of a person. Nobody really cares about you. The only people that get, you know, kissed up to in this world is people that pay for, you know, hours of home care. They get whatever they want. They get private, you know, pay service. They get, you know, what do they call them, respite visits, you know, where their aides take them wherever they want to go, whenever they want to go. You know, everybody talks polite and courteously to them. Nobody will hang up the phone in their face or put you on hold or send you to voicemail. You know, those of us who are physically independent enough, you know, to live independently and could, you know, with an aide, can't, because we can't afford to survive, so we have to be at the mercy of our family members who don't always want us living with them and say that they want their privacy and, you know, they want to live with their boyfriends or whoever it is that they, you know, live with and they see us as a bother or a burden, you know, and, you know, are always looking for a way to, you know, push us out of their lives and push us aside and are annoyed by us. And we are, you know, at the mercy, begging on our knees for everyone's help and understanding and pity and compassion. And even when people, you know, mistreat us, we're just, you know, taught that we have to suck it up and kind of blow it off or laugh and, you know, slightly and smile about things that aren't really funny and make us, you know, feel bad, because what choice do we have, you know? We're treated like homeless people who, you know, beg for food at a restaurant and get ignored because, you know, that's the whole idea behind it. That's the class system that we're put into, and that's what I believe in, you know, because
these agencies, excuse me, Anthony, these agencies that put us in this position, you know, and I use that word literally because they do put us in this position that you're describing. These same agencies use us they benefit from us.
Yeah, they do.
And even more so when we're in that dilemma that you're talking about.
Because they have jobs off of us. And I hate to tell you this, Frank, but, you know, honestly and truly, they, you know, if it ever came down to it, they, I believe, would have a vested interest in seeing us remain in that position, because they would be afraid that if the structure of the independent living center changed, then we would lose our job. They would lose their jobs. And, you know, they want the philosophy to remain the same because they don't want to do anything extra. They don't want to go out of their way for us. They don't care how we live. They want to blow us off. They want to be able to continue to just mail us those publications about the Americans with Disabilities Act for years. You know, they want to make us promises and get us all excited about, you know, housing that we know doesn't exist for the disabled, that we can't afford, that we'll get put on a waiting list and tell us that we're, you know, preliminarily approved, and then we'll get turned down. They know that we have no way out. They know that, you know, they've sucked us in by getting our name and information and, you know, us calling and begging to get our family members out of facilities. And they know that, you know, we are stuck in a redundant system and, you know, a revolving door of employees that come in and out and, you know, cases that never close and are never solved. But they don't care, and they don't really want to see a change because they're not one of us. And they'll never live our lives, and they'll never know what it feels like. And, you know, like I said, you know, they're just looking for the money and all about the money. And, you know, they just want salaries and increases and all that. And they just do the minimum and lobby to keep their organizations open. And we're doing great things for the disabled. And, you know, what difference does it make? And why should they care?
Well, yeah.
It's all about.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm going to elaborate a little bit, but we'll go on with the show.
You're welcome. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
If the independent living centers would follow and put into practice the philosophy of inner sight, they would still have their jobs. See? But their job would now be different, because they would have, the law would have the power of enforcement, and they could still go around and check and make sure that everything is accessible. You know, they could advocate for the service dog school, because the law would be there. I'm talking about, in the future, when this happens, you know, the law would be there. Now, instead of referring people to these different places, now your job can be, oh, you got to make this place accessible. Here's the penalty. Here's the law. You know, the money is there, half from the government. You know, we can get you half the money, and the agent from the government, and the agencies will raise the other half. So now their job should be making sure that everything is accessible, but with power behind them. See, there's the difference. Not you're violating the ADA, you know. Kind of thing where nothing can happen to, or you just, you know, oh, my lawyer told me I can claim hardship, I don't have to do this. No, not anymore. If they would put into practice the inner sight philosophy and get enforcement, you know, not to be mean to people, not to hate them, not to show that I'm disabled, you better do it. No. To help people become taxpayers.
That's right.
That's the purpose. Taxpayers. Tribute to the country. See? You cannot be a taxpayer if you go for a job and you can't get in.
That's right.
Or you can't read what's in there. So there's the answer. See, there's an answer to these things that people obviously don't want because they're not fighting for it. I don't know of one independent living center that's fighting for what I just said. Prove me wrong. You know?
Yeah.
Get together with Inner Sight. Let's do it. Start with the damn nursing homes.
Yeah, that's the truth.
All right, Inner Sight. And today, a great, great day in proving that the blind sight, the tail of a guide dog, is there and alive and must be respected. And that's why there should be regulations and licensing and law.
Mm-hmm.
I turn to the after the reporter photographed all these things and took video.
Yes, she
did. I turned to her and I said, "Now, do you understand now why I feel so passionate about this?" And she got a better understanding than she ever had before, especially when I told her to hold on to the harness and close your eyes.
Yeah.
See? She did it.
Yeah.
And she followed Charabel, and she was safe.
Yeah.
So, there you have it, world.
That was the best idea you did. Really, it was.
That was what?
The best idea you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I got that idea in, Ira and I dreamed that up. It was my idea. He said it was a great move. I got to call him tomorrow and tell him how it worked. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about, you know,
it is.
Freedom.
That's
freedom.
All it's about, all of it.
And that's what these schools are interfering with when they deny a person the safety of a service dog. And that's why there should be laws, just like there are laws for any person and anyone or any agency that would interfere with their safety. You know? I mean, look at this business now with the vaccine. A lot of people believe, I'm not going to take that. You're interfering with my safety. So they're going to wind up in court and all kinds of legal action. See? There's a law. There's also a law in this country about religion. If something violates your religion, like a vaccine, you don't have to take it. What about if someone violates your guide dog, an agency? You have to give it back to them? There it is. You do. You have no legal rights. I mean, you know, they would never take my dog. I'd fight them. They'd have to kill me.
Yeah.
Most people won't do that. They're too afraid, especially if they want to apply to another school.
Yeah.
That's why you need a law. Because they're violating people's lives and getting away with it. I don't know of any other group in this country where their safety, where a person's safety could be violated or taken from them, and the agency or individual wouldn't have to answer to the law. There isn't one other group that I know of. Only the blind people, disabled, dealing with these schools. And the safety of a guide dog. Everyone else is covered by the law when it comes to safety. You may not always agree with the justice you get, but there's a law there, not for us. That's crazy, man. That's why we did this thing today. You know, to show the the safety and what it means to someone. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. We're on television tonight at 11, 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. You want to click us on, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tomorrow night, Long Island Altice, that's Channel 20 at 7:30 tomorrow night. And tomorrow night's show, Pidge and I will be here on talk about the home care attendants, personal care attendants.
Mm. It's going to be a good
PCA,
show.
PCA, they call it. PCA.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night.
Or HHA. Either or.
What?
HHA or PCA. There are differences.
What HAA?
HHA, home health aid, or you have the PCA, which is a personal care attendant.
Yeah.
They do, each of them do more, well, the HHA does more of the medical stuff. The PCA is sort of, you know, they do more housework and also some of the personal stuff, but more the housework and stuff that you need.
Oh, we'll get into that,
like,
tomorrow.
Only,
right?
Yeah. Oh, she will.
You know.
Yeah.
How people should be more in touch with all that stuff, you know.
Mm.
Again, it's the bottom line, again, is the money.
We have a caller. Two, actually.
All right. Take a call. We got time left. Inner Sight. Hello, live.
Okay. Sorry. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, who's
this? Hi. Oh, how are you, dear? What are you talking about tonight?
Oh, Caroline. Hi.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, how are you, dear? Long time no hear. What is the subject?
We also have Maureen, too. Sorry.
What, dear?
Hold it. We're talking about the title of the show is A Blind Sight, The Tale of a Guide Dog. We're talking about how guide dogs keep people safe and how there should be a law.
Oh.
If the person is denied the dog.
So
service dog.
I have the script, and what place do I go to get it? I got to call my library and ask them? Like, where did you get Windsong or the Akita Rescue?
Yeah, I got my dog from the Akita Rescue. Windsong was my last dog. Charabelle is my current dog. I rescued them.
But did you have to go to another state?
No.
No.
I got her from a shelter right here on Long Island.
Oh, what's the name of it?
Through the Akita Rescue. Brookhaven.
Oh. How was it? And you have to train it? Do you have to train it?
Yeah, I trained her myself.
Oh, very good. So if
I
get one,
Akita Rescue evaluated
it?
The dog. What?
Can you train it for me?
Yeah, I can help you do that.
Oh, that's great. Very good.
Sure. You got to go to a shelter and find a dog that
well,
you like, and,
come
and
with,
then we have to evaluate it.
Oh, very good.
Is there a shelter near you, an animal shelter?
No, I'll go to the one you said we'll try Brookhaven, right?
Yeah, you can go there.
Sure.
You can go to any shelter.
And, okay.
Adopt
the
dog.
Hi, Miss Suzanne. Are you,
hi,
Suzanne. How are you, dear?
How you doing?
All right. Do you still have that purple shawl I gave you? Remember that was beautiful.
Yeah, you didn't. What happened? It ripped.
What happened to it, dear?
My one of my aides accidentally in the washer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The washer was also having a little bit of trouble. So
oh.
It ripped pretty terribly.
Oh. Well, we could go to Island Thrift in Centreach. They have lots in there.
I have actually a thrift shop. Maybe.
Yeah. Did you ever go there?
Yeah, I go there once in a while, yeah. So you
then
actually have new clothing once in a while. Yeah.
Right. And there's Savers in Medford. You could try that.
Mm-hmm.
And their prices are very good. Savors in Medford, New York. They have nice mm-hmm. discounts there on everything.
Savers.
So look, Savers. It's a thrift shop.
That's the name of it?
Yeah, Savors. You know that, right, Suzanne? It's very popular. Yes.
I thought a saber was a soldier's sword, a cavalry's sword.
Hmm.
Probably is.
Yeah. Hmm. So when are you going to go to Silo and do a show again with your guide dog? When will you go again?
I don't know. If they want me to go, I'll go. But
okay.
I don't think they're too happy with us over there.
Uh-oh. Oh, what happened?
So, I don't know. They won't tell me.
Oh, that's not good.
I've tried to find out, and I don't get an answer, so, you know.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't run after people. I don't have to. Anyway,
so
Inner Sight.
Yes, dear.
What?
Are you going to sing us off the air tonight? I haven't heard you sing in a long time.
Oh, all right. Mm. I'll give you a little rendition.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
we
you.
We have Maureen.
Inner Sight. We have another caller?
Yes, we do.
Oh, Caroline, we're going to take another call. Let me know about the dog if you find anything.
We have two
callers.
Okay,
bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
We have Louie and
Hello.
We have Maureen. Maureen's been waiting.
Oh. All right. Well, let's take another caller.
Hi, Sandra.
Hey.
Hi. Hi. Say hi to Frank and Suzanne.
Hi, Frank and Suzanne.
Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Good. Thank God you're home.
Hi, Frank and Suzanne. How are you?
Can you hear
Very
it?
Good.
I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can
hear it. We had three phones, and you think one of them would work pretty good, but no.
Three, nonetheless.
Yeah, well, we got a house phone now. That's I'll tell you that.
Oh,
I
gotta get
that number.
Time.
I know you're doing on time, so.
Yeah.
So we just thought we'd call in and say hi.
Yeah.
Everything's good over there? Everything going good?
Everything's falling into place good. We're getting everything settled and in place. You know, it was a lot of work, but we're still, you know, doing a couple things. Everything's going good, so.
Thank God.
Yeah, taking
really
one
nice.
Day at a time, that's all.
That's all.
I know, it's
going to
be very nice.
Mary out. I'm
what
so happy we got Mary out.
Yeah, right now. Thanks, guys, very much. He's got a very nice aide, too. It was very helpful and very nice. So.
Great.
Say hi, Regina.
Hello.
That's
hello,
hey, Regina.
How are you doing?
Hi, Regina.
Hi, family. That's Regina.
Hi.
Right. Oh, how are you doing? How are you guys
yeah.
doing?
Very good. And you?
All right.
You sound very pleasant.
Oh, yeah, she is. Very nice. Very nice. Very helpful.
Thank
very nice. Yeah,
what do
so,
you got? House guest over there?
No, that's
no,
great.
That's my mom's aide.
Oh, okay.
That's my mom's aide.
I got
yeah,
it.
She's really nice. Sounds nice, too.
Yeah, yeah. So she's very nice. So we're doing good. Everything's falling into place. So we just thought we'd call and say hi tonight. We had a little time tonight.
That's great.
Yeah, my therapist is
well, we're happy
again.
For you.
Yes, we
thank
are.
Thank you. Thank
I will make
much.
A special trip all the way to Westchester when you're ready to have a housewarming because I'm bringing
oh,
something for all of you.
I know. That would be really nice. That would be very
man.
Nice. You know, very, very nice it would be. Mm-hmm. Yep, it man. Would be. She's doing mm-hmm. good with her therapy. The therapist comes again tomorrow, so she's doing
oh, good.
Yeah. They said, unfortunately, they said if they had put in the nursing home, the first one, Diaba, her feet in splints or braces, that she might have walked with it. But they didn't do
yeah,
anything.
See?
So.
Well, maybe they still
yeah.
could.
I don't know. I think they contracted too much. But she still has a lot of, you know, physical ability, so they come and, you know, tomorrow the girl too.
Yeah.
And she does the exercises, so she's
good. Let them keep doing it. Maybe she gets to a point where she could stand a little bit, not walk, but stand,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Never give up. Keep working on it.
Yeah,
yeah
keep
that's
true. That's
never give
true.
Up is right. Well, because
yeah,
that's
true.
Difficult. You'd have to really, there are things naturally you could do. I have to look it up. I forgot some of them.
Oh.
Chiropractor was telling me about some of them.
Oh, and what are they exercises like, or what was it?
No, actually, it's like you could take, he was telling me about castor oil and saran wrap. And the area
huh?
that's contracted, you put the castor oil on the skin and the saran
yeah.
wrap over it. Yeah, and
wow.
it causes like a little bit of warmth to the area, and it'll help
huh?
loosen the muscles eventually.
Wow. Oh,
yeah,
oh,
it's something natural. I don't know.
Improve the circulation.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's good to know. That might
yeah,
help you,
could
you know.
Yeah, try it. I mean, it's not an invasive thing, so.
No, I mean, it's worth a try. It couldn't hurt, right? So I'll have to
yeah.
try that. That would be something
yeah.
that would help. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for letting me know about that, so.
Yeah.
We got to go. We got over a little over a minute left. Thank you.
Okay,
ladies,
thank you for
calling in.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Call again.
Okay,
bye. Yes,
okay,
call
we'll
again.
Call again. Okay,
inner sight.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
And,
bye.
Bye.
And for those of you who don't know, we helped to get Mary out of a nursing home by using the show and talking about
mm-hmm.
what went on daily, nightly. So it helped. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Again, I want to thank everyone who worked on today's event. And thank you so much for being a part of Inner Sight in that way, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And tomorrow night, we'll be with you 8 to 9. My dear Pidge will be here with me. So tune us in tomorrow night. Check us on the Facebook. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.